This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
What makes you say that?
Well, for one thing, that photo which fell out of your pocket shows you with an older woman. I'm guessing you're taking care of her.
Yeah, baby. MILF.
Sugar Mama Aunt May?
No. She's also radioactive. She's Spider May.
I mean, that gives her a lot of potential on OnlyFans.
Ew.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Oh no, halfway through the story, Dave desyncs.
Help, I'm falling through the aether.
Damn it, RetroArch, this time you've gone too far. Season 11 is just the pizza time season. We're never allowed to reference or make the joke ever again after this. That's me being too hopeful.
Like, you're asking a high, mighty price for us there, Steve.
I know. It's already enough just to make sure we're recording. Anything above that, you're pushing your luck.
Yeah. This is a circus, and you will let the players perform. Judy is claiming that she plays with my knobs when I'm not here. Oh, yes. Capital knockers. Florida is surprisingly powerful when it comes to their power grid.
Maybe it's because they use alligators as conductors.
I mean, alligators are pretty good conductors. Saw one in an orchestra once.
That was about to make that damn joke!
Same.
Well, we're streaming live a minute early for all of the times that we've showed up late.
All right, great job, everybody.
Good job, everybody. In a minute, we can stop the show and go and, you know, get our time back.
Yeah, at the end of the show, we just go, all right, everybody, we're going to give you your time back. Hope you have a great rest of your workday.
Every single meeting I was on today, that's what they said, because all of the meetings ended early, thankfully. Yeah, all right, give me my time back. The time that I will cherish with doing other menial work things.
Give
me
back my timely.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Logan is absent tonight, but you got me, Steve. I'm still Steve. And David, Sean, and Val are here.
Logan is out fighting the Chuds.
The Chuds on the moon with Devin. Wait, is Devin, like, the sidekick, or is he the bad guy?
Background extra.
Oh, we're not making him Baxter Stockman?
Surprise director's cameo.
Oh, just like Frank from fucking Samurai Cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
The one that does all the reaction faces when the audience is supposed to be laughing, but they're obviously not laughing.
Ooh.
M said Robert Zadar is dead. Tommy Wiseau was an okay replacement.
You're tearing me apart, Samurai Cop.
I like Tommy Wiseau. I don't love Tommy Wiseau like a lot of other people do. It's just me. If you want to be all about him, that's fine. I can understand. But for me, true B-movie actors are people like Joe Estevez.
Oh, yeah.
And what the hell is his name? Curly from Legend of Curly's Gold.
Rob Schneider?
No.
Bruce Valanche?
Rob Schneider. He's at Jack Palance. As soon as you see him, you will recognize him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's a very recognizable... Well, maybe you have a better memory of Tommy Boy. He was the first plant manager that Tommy convinced on his own.
Oh.
Goddamn, that was a reach, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since David and I have been trying to play TMNT mostly unsuccessfully over emulator, we're going to read about pizza. But first, we have to read about how Link is fighting for women's rights. Reading this entire story is going to be a David.
Oh, man. I always have to go first.
Well, it's because you're good at starting the show. You put us in a good mood. Okay, do you want me to go first? I'll go first.
No, I'll go first. I just...
Are you sure?
I have a good Zelda voice. Link fights for women's rights by Non Bendo. Link ends misogyny. Disclaimer, I don't own misogyny or The Legend of Zelda.
I'm glad.
Based on real-life historical events.
Ooh, so it's going to be like all that MPT we've been watching lately in this house. the most memorable episode of Magic School Bus.
Is this going to be a normal field trip with the frizz? No way.
Hanging on a main street, swinging with style. Take a left at your intestine, then take back all the men's rights from the Magic School Bus.
Link, what are you doing?
Right on the Magic School Bus. No, we're getting them back from the people who won't give them rights. Link had gone back in time, in the time and space traveling four-legged mutant bus of the time and space traveling four-legged mutant bus driver, which traveled through space, time, and time like a four-legged mutant bus that traveled through space and time and was driven by a four-legged mutant bus driver that traveled through space and time.
Okay.
He went back to the year 1999 because he had an appointment with Dr. Susan B. Anthony, the first female scientist. He tried to end misogyny at the 7 p.m. sharp, but it didn't matter how sharp the time was because Lincoln was friends with the four-legged mutant bus driver who drove four-legged mutant time bus space bus.
I haven't seen the new Magic School Bus, but if this is based on that, they went a little bit farther with the redesign than I would have imagined.
Hey, Link, you're totally hot!
Dr. Susan B. Anthony said, kissing Link with her mouth.
That's the most convincing Susan B. Anthony ever.
Thank you, but on to the mission at hand, Link said. To stop misogyny, you need a female woman to be president.
Of course, it's so obvious,
declared Dr. Susan B. Anthony.
And then she can make it legal for women to vote and own property and say no when random men ask for sex and not wear chastity belts and have two spiked dildos in them and refuse to be sold at auctions.
That- oh, dark.
That was still going on in 1999.
Modern history books definitely gloss over a lot of the darker shit, but man, I didn't realize the depths that we've been revising history. Martha Washington with her two spiky dildo chastity belt.
Why did you say that name?
Martha Washington.
It's Washington versus Jefferson, Dawn of Justice. Dr. Susan B. Anthony squirmed a bit with a pained expression. Link played the song of healing and her spiked chastity belt fell to the ground.
Thank you, Link,
said Dr. Susano B. Anthony. So Link went to Congress with the Master Sword and asked them to make Dr. Susan B. Anthony the president, but they all laughed.
Link, women aren't smart enough to be president, and that's why they have to wear spiked chastity belts. Men know best, said Congress.
Hold on there, Bridget,
said a female voice walking in a sexy dress.
In a sexy dress.
It was... the Constitution!
Damn.
And she was incredibly sexy and had H-cup breast boobies.
Those are the best.
Okay, David, did you write this?
I did not write this. This is written by a true champion of the people.
Yep. Breast boobies.
All of Congress bowed before the Constitution except for the ones that didn't.
Makes sense.
I think Link might be onto something here. I was there when the U.S. was founded 100 billion years ago. I was there when the followers of Britannia left to found Europe, Asia, and Japan land. I was there when Jesus single-handedly defeated Canada. And they tried to melt the White House with a giant magnifying glass.
Hold up,
and
hold up.
Okay, that last part does check out. That last part does check out.
I need to digest for a second everything that was just said. U.S. was founded 100 billion years ago.
Uh-huh.
All right, I need to revise that in my brain. Britannia founded Europe, Asia, and Japan land. Again, revising. Jesus single-handedly defeating Canada when they tried to melt the White House with a giant magnet. Sean Fowl, yay or nay?
War of 1812, yes.
I don't know. We apparently don't exist anymore.
Okay, great.
And I was there when an island in Mexico was hit by Asia's magic nukes, causing French people who aren't real, mock people who say sacre bleu all the time. I know more about U.S. history than anyone because I am the Constitution. None would be free without my wisdom.
But I'm Congress, replied Congress, wearing a Bab Boone's costume.
Raffle of Mafau. Get it? Because Congress is a baboon? Lol.
So I don't really care about the Constitution.
Alive in 2021, this checks with Congress.
Yeah.
Fool!
Said the Constitution, blasting Congress with her Constitution powers. But Congress turned into a giant pig of darkness, revealing that it was Ganon in disguise.
Oh!
Yes!
So Link stabbed Ganon to steal away Ness with the Master Sword, killing him instantly as usual, but only temporary because Ganon can't die forever because of the Trifork of Power. Then Link used his enormous penis to thrust through the Constitution in Dr. Susan B. Anthony's spike chastity belts, and then put some red potion in their vaginas and buttholes to heal the spike wounds. And then Link and Dr. Susan B. and Link and Susan B. Anthony and the Constitution had sex threesome of sex that was sexy and hot, and ended with Link coming in their vaginas with the force of 1,000 cummings. Then Link gave them 1,000,000 rupees and his phone number in case they got repugnant and pooped out a baby. I think he meant pregnant.
Yes.
Call it a hunch.
Pregnant.
The next day, the Constitution and Dr. Susan B. Anthony used the election earrings
Electron
to fuse together and become the president. So they ascended to the throne in 1997, ending sexism once and for the wrong fur, all period. And that's the story of how Dr. Constance G. Anthony, who is a fusion of Dr. Susan B. Anthony and the Constitution, got on the $1 bill. I hope this learned you all a valuable lesson about people who have vaginas instead of anuses not being dumb.
What? What? I love it.
Sir, despite the fact that this university is not accredited by any educational board, we still have higher standards than you. You are not going to be a professor here at Upstairs Hollywood Medical.
Oh, you went to that college too, huh?
Sorry, what were you going to say?
No, that's what I said. You went to that college, too.
Oh, no, I thought Sean was going to say something.
No, I'm eating.
He's going om nom noms in my toms.
Nothing makes me hungrier than thinking about Dr. Constance G. Anthony.
Yep.
Next up is Valerie reading Pizza Delivery by Dragon Rider and Story Seeker. Summary. I can't read the summary because I'm copying the link. Hold on.
Where's the link? There we go.
There, it's being posted!
The link is in the first story that we read.
Though this isn't his most ideal job for our favorite wall crawler, incorrectly spelled favorite, he can't deny his most popular customer is interesting. TMNT is 1990 movie.
Chapter one. Chapter one.
Okay, I'll help you up. Sorry, my cat's getting old.
Oh,
no. So she's not able to jump so much anymore.
Yeah, you're such a good cat, Dad.
There you go. You shouldn't claw my shorts, though. That's rude.
This is another one-shot story break from A New Power, A New Friend, which I just had to write. My imagination has gone on a crazy writing spree. It's based on an idea I got from Spidey's short pizza delivery job in Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2. Disclaimer, I don't own TMNT or Spider-Man AN. The turtles from TMNT are from the 1990 movie.
Can we, like, write a fan fiction where someone overtly declares that they own the properties that they're writing about?
I think we've done that, like, twice so far, but I will find another one.
They usually say when it's their own OC.
I want it to be like they own fucking Marvel, all of it.
They challenge the lawyers to throw down about who owns the property.
It's like, come at me, lawyers. I don't give a shit if you're not public domain.
I absolutely own Nights into Dreams, Clockwork Night, and Bug, and Bug 2, all Sega Saturn games.
I own Bubsy 3D.
Oh, no, 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 no. The only one who owns Bubsy 3D is Audie, and that's fine. We can let him have it.
Yeah. It had been a week since the Ninja Turtles had defeated the Shredder, and Mikey was hungry, as usual.
Hey, guys, who wants pizza?
Mikey called out to his brothers and Master Splinter. April and Casey had left for a date earlier in the evening.
Cool. Good, I'm starving.
I agree with Ralph on that one. Ralph? Yes.
I believe my son, the vote is unanimous?
Yes, unanimous.
Xavier, go to bed!
Mikey chuckled as he got out the phone, dialing the very useful number, soon the familiar voice for talking orders. talking, taking orders was heard. Hello, Joe's Pizza, best in New York. How can I help you?
Hello, Joe.
Now on the baby sleeps in the crib.
Always get that confused.
Iron helps us play.
I miss Sheriff Lobo.
And I don't know which pizza place Peter Parker worked at in the Spider-Man 2 movie, so I've made up the name.
Thought he was unemployed in Spider-Man 2.
That's why he did the pizza thing.
Yeah.
So Mary Jane was like, I gotta see somebody else. You're poor.
Mary Jane is like, if you don't give me child support, we're gonna go out Mallory. And then Peter's like, all right, I'll go start delivering for Little Caesars.
For Little Joe's.
Damn it, now I want to see Spider-Man and a slice of pizza on Mallory trying to figure out who the father is.
Our baby three meats.
Yes, man. I would like to order four large pizzas, two cheese, one meat lovers, and one with jelly beans.
Jelly beans? Oh, wait, is Jenner making that frigging Halloween pizza again that only I ate and almost got diabetes from?
Oh, yeah, the one
the candy corn pizza?
Yep.
I was going to say, is that like the candy sushi we did?
No,
this is far, far worse.
It's a DiGiorno pizza with candy corn on top.
I don't know. I think candy sushi is far, far worse, my dude.
No, candy sushi, we had a concept. We actually had like different rolls that we did, and they were good.
Yeah, but you're bound to get diabetes far harder.
This was a 2-pound bag of candy corn was dumped on top of a pizza.
DiGiorno.
Yeah, DiGiorno.
What kind of DiGiorno?
I think it was a plain cheese.
Oh, that's rude. You gotta at least have pepperoni on there to balance it
I
out.
Thought you had pepperoni on there.
I don't remember. It's a haze of sugar in my brain, so.
The important ingredient was candy corn.
Yeah. The important ingredient was love and desperation.
Mm-hmm. The man on the phone sighed tiredly. Ah, yes, the usual, sir. You got it, dude. And remember, no anchovies. I mean it. You put Yes, sir, we know no anchovies. You've told us plenty of times before.
You put anchovies on and I'm gonna cut you.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure. The clock's ticking. As Mikey hung up, he grabbed the money needed for the pizza on the way out. Be back soon!
Just so everybody's aware, you know that all of those, you know, delivered in 30 minutes or less things got suspended because in court they ruled that it was too dangerous. It forced people to speed, and I think somebody got very badly injured as a result. So remember, kids, tip. Also, don't speed.
Don't speed!
No, just watch a scene. Oh, I want that pizza. Don't hurry, cause it hurts.
Ow, ow.
You might get hit by a Dodge Caravan and end up like Bucky.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Come on. I can't afford to be late. Peter mentally screamed as he drove through the streets. If it hadn't been for that mugger, he would have been there by now. And if you were late, you could be sure this customer wouldn't pay. The pizza parlor loved and hated this particular customer. They loved him because he bought so many pizzas from them, giving them great business. But also hated him because if you were even 1 second late, he would refuse to pay. So the last delivery guy, the customer had calmly said in reply to why he didn't pay the full amount was, "Wise men say, forgiveness is divine, but never pay full price for early pizza." Not to mention the guy had the weirdest address. 12218? Where did this guy live? The sewer?
Dun dun dun.
Finally arriving, Peter looked around for the address, but couldn't find 12218 anywhere. 1/8. Great, now I can't find the address! Ouch! Peter rubbed his now sore and wet back as he slowly got up. Just great, Parker. You can avoid getting punched with ease, but then slip in a puddle.
It's a Three Stooges sketch.
Hard. Well, it could have been worse, dude. Peter froze at the voice, but looking around, he couldn't see anyone. The voice spoke again.
Are you a ghost?
Zoinks.
Yes, we ordered ghost pizza.
No, it was ghost pepper.
Yeah, ghost pepper on the ghost pizza.
It's ectoplasm.
Better than rectoplasm.
Ew.
Ugh.
Next up is me.
I mean, you could have slipped down a hole, bashed into a pole, done something with a Swiss cake roll. What else rhymes with pole? I'm slowly slipping into Nathan Explosion.
Go to prison, get swole.
If you're going to have a banana, make it a dole.
co-host wrestling with a guy named Michael Cole.
Okay, all right, no more.
It could have been much worse.
Well, bad things seem to just happen to me. Peter laughed nervously, suddenly getting...
How could this happen to me?
Bad things just seem to happen to me.
I am Spider-Man.
Like that time I climbed to the top of the building and my arms started spontaneously breaking.
Steve, can you edit in a full version of Hero by Chad Kroeger and that other guy, but like on kazoo?
You ask a lot of me.
I sure do.
Peter laughed nervously, suddenly getting ready to fight. My family calls it the park your luck, buddy. Don't talk to me about the Steve-O curse, all right?
Park your luck, eh?
Well, I don't know why he just turned into a pirate.
Yar.
Well, at least you didn't squash the pizzas. So what's with the fighting pose?
Let's see. You're a voice with no one around, and I'm late for pizza delivery to 122-1/8. So either you're a ghost... I called it! He's a ghost! Or I just hit my head really hard. The voice chuckled loudly.
Ho, 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 Midoriya. You're standing on it, dude. 122-1/8's down here.
Peter looked down to see a sewer grate. A sewer grate? This guy really does live in the sewers.
Hey, you're a minute early, Parker.
Parker?
Hey, Peter Parker. You're the guy that takes the pictures of Spider-Man. Huge fan of your work.
Thanks.
Though I don't get why you work for that newspaper, the Daily Bulge.
I was going to say Daily Bulge.
Daily Buggle.
Daily Buggle. They're wrong about Spidey. And the editor, J.J. Jameson, seems like such a charming fellow.
I couldn't agree more. I need a drink. These voices are hurting.
All right. Well, you can work someplace better. You have the talent. Here's the money, $35 in total.
The voice continued as money appeared from the grate.
Just pass down the pizza.
Peter hesitantly took the money and turned the pizzas on its side to pass them through the bars.
Won't this ruin the pizza? No. As long as they taste good, I don't care about their look. Also, they won't be in the box for long.
Right. Well, I better be off. Enjoy the pizzas, Peter said, walking back to his motorbike.
So long. Oh, and dude.
Yes?
Can you deliver the pizzas next time? You do a better job and it looks like you need the money more.
Can't tell if an insult, but sure. Peter walked back to the grate.
What makes you say that?
Well, for one thing, that photo which fell out of your pocket shows you with an older woman. I'm guessing you're taking care of her.
Yeah, baby. MILF.
Sugar Mama Aunt May?
No. She's also radioactive. She's Spider May.
I mean, that gives her a lot of potential on OnlyFans.
Ew.
Also, you really must be struggling if you're having to take pictures of yourself for Jameson.
Peter quickly picked up the photo.
The woman is my aunt, and I believe you're mistaken. I don't take pictures of myself.
Dude, I saw your mask sticking out of your pocket. But don't worry, your secret's safe with me.
Peter frowned.
How can I trust you?
Well, dude, for one thing, why would I be living down here if...
if I didn't smoke a pack of Marlboros a day.
Thus, Steve-O became a turtle himself.
Why would I be living down here if I... Oh, no, Val, I'm living in the basement because I'm a turtle forever now. You're going to have to be the one taking care of Xavier.
Oh, no.
If I didn't have a secret of my own to keep, the voice laughed. Also, considering that during the bank robbery you stopped a few weeks ago and finding all the other robbers knocked out outside, I think you can consider us allies.
Sean, you're up!
Peter immediately remembered. It was a late night bank robbery, and he was already late for his date with MJ. All right, fellas, Spider-Man said, looking at the remaining robbers holding guns up to him. There had been about 15 of them. He was already exhausted from fighting all of them at the same time. I'm really late for an important date I have, so how about you just drop the guns?
I'm late for an important date.
Put the money back and walk to the police station to turn yourselves in. The robbers just pointed their guns at him in reply. I really need to get better at negotiating. As the robbers fired and Spider-Man dodged, 10 of the 15 ran out the back door, while 5 stayed behind. Oh, man.
I could have really used a sidekick right now. The spider-themed hero shouted to himself as he quickly took care of the five robbers.
Do you think Spider-Man is one of those superheroes that plays his own theme song on his cell phone when he goes to fight crime?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because I know, like, Batman wouldn't. He might hum it to himself, but he's not going to play it.
Batman would go, no, 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 me. No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. The Jerry Bruckheimer ones.
Batman. Batman. I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
And then coming behind him, Robin.
Ugh, it's him.
When they were all webbed up, Spider-Man ran outside expecting a chase. When to his surprise, all the fleeing robbers were knocked out, and none of the stolen money had been taken either. Well, this is unusual, Spider-Man said, scratching his head. Someone must have heard the sidekick comment. Hearing the police sirens, he quickly webbed the remaining robbers to the ground, just in case, and web-slanged off. It wasn't often he got a lucky break, and he sure wasn't going to pass this one up.
You see, it hurts, doesn't it?
You were the person there? Totally, dude. Me and my brothers. Though, I'm loving this heart-to-heart. My family's going to worry if I'm not back soon. Cowabunga, dude. Good luck, Spidey. I'm cheering for you.
Yay, I finally have a fan!
At that sound, of footsteps appeared... At that, the sound of footsteps appeared before quickly subsiding. Peter shook his head and got back on his motorbike. When he got back to the pizza parlor, to say his boss was shocked was an understatement. Not only had he got the full payment and found the right address, but he was also early. That's it, Baca. You're always taking this address when he orders. That's all right with me, Peter thought as he headed home, with a bonus added to his usual pay. Maybe I'll get his name next time.
Maybe I'll get his number, or his AIM name, or his ICQ number.
His LinkedIn?
His DARPANET number?
Oh, he gave me his LiveJournal name!
We're mutuals on Twitter.
How do we do underline?
That's like...
A few weeks later.
A few weeks later.
Yeah!
Mikey loved his new pizza delivery guy. He delivered the pizza so much better than any of the others and become sort of a friend. So he was outraged when he found out from another delivery guy, Peter had been sacked. You look upset, my son, Master Splinter said.
It's Splinter's brother, Plinter. He's from the Bronx.
Well, a lot better than their cousin, Planker.
Yeah, exactly.
What troubles your mind? Just missing my friend, Master.
He changed his Twitter handle and unfriended me without telling me.
Ah, the Spider-Man, I believe.
Mikey looked to see his master. With a mischievous twinkle in his eyes.
But how? I never told anyone, and did I sleep talk again?
Oh, pizza delivery guy.
I have been following Spider-Man on the news for a while, and after you and your brothers helped him, I looked into him more to see if he would be a worthy ally.
I decided he would not be.
Thumbs down.
Oh no, this is the gladiator thing all over again.
I also heard the end of your conversation when he first delivered pizza to us. You were there?
Dave, you're up, and your challenge is, can you do, for Spider-Man, if you have any lines for him, Gremlin swinging Spider-Man, but also make it intelligible to human ears?
Sure, I can do that. All right, let's see here. Talking about the pizzas.
You were taking much longer with the pizzas than you usually would. Your brothers and I thought you might have already started eating them, so we came to find you.
Master Splinter patted Mikey's shoulder.
Cheer up, it's still better than that time I walked in on you masturbating with the pizzas.
Yeah, you had real turtle power that time.
Oh no, that's where the turtle power comes from.
Go up to the surface and get some fresh air to clear your head, my son. It would do you good.
Mikey nodded and left.
Won't be long, master.
When Mikey walked towards one of the exits, the faint but unmistakable smell of fresh peepers reached him.
Luel music is playing in the background right now, and it really is just, it's a very jarring hit.
The music says pineapple belongs in pizza.
I'll roll with that. Go ahead, Dave.
Following the smell, Mikey opened the sewer grate where he usually collected pizza to find four boxes there. Seeing no one around, Mikey happily picked them up.
Shame to waste such fine pizza.
Walking back home, he sat them on a table, calling his family to dinner. Opening the boxes, he saw it was four large pizzas with two cheese, one meat lovers, and one, and in the last one with was jelly beans. His usual order. As Mikey scratched his head, he saw a note stuck to the top of the pizza box with his pizza in it. Unfolding the letter, a photo fell out. The photo was of Peter Parker standing in what looked to be like a studio apartment with his arm around a smiling, beautiful, red-haired woman. Mikey turned his attention back to the note. Steve, when it comes time for me to do my horrible goblin voice for the letter, can you put like a soft echo over it, like it was actually being read in his mind or whatever?
So what you want me to do is add the equivalent of one of those soft blur filters?
Yeah, to the letter.
Just do it audibly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that for you, friend.
Great.
Dear friend, sorry I haven't been able to deliver the pizzas and I haven't admit I missed our talks. No, I've never got your name. Thanks for the vids. I'm not working at it. Damn the 17 packs. I'm not working at a photographer studio.
All right, now he needs to just veer into the War of 1812.
The War of 1812 was a war fought between the United States and the Great Britain as allies.
Wow.
Thanks for the advice. It really opened my eyes. Now I'm working at a photography studio, which is definitely better pay, but my boss is a hell of a lot nicer than Jameson. But I'm still working for a freelance. Also, I'm getting married in a few weeks to MJ, the love of my life. And I don't know.
Oh, water. Thank you.
Three of the four hosts have just said, water, please, in the middle of their reads.
Yeah.
And don't worry. She knows about the red and blue activities. She would love to meet you. And I was hoping maybe she could at our wedding. Invitations taped to the inside of the box. Hope I can see you there.
Oh, by the way, I hope your kid's gonna be a Jewish wedding.
Regards, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. P.S. Hope to give his arms again.
Mikey grinned widely, carefully pulled the wedding invitation off the box and turned to his brothers and father who were eating.
Hey, guys!
He said, holding up the invitation.
Who's up for a wedding?
Oh boy, are they going to do that chair thing?
Please review, and I'll get back to a new power, a new friend. Also, about Mikey's jelly bean pizza, I read somewhere he liked to have strange toppings, so I gave him jelly beans.
I can think of stranger toppings like spark plugs and,
I want an anchovy and Gojo degreaser pizza.
Chapter two. I'll take spinach, chicken, and cassette tape. for that true 90s kid feel.
I want pepperoni, pineapple, and a bike tire.
Though I was planning for this story to only be a one-shot, I couldn't help but include a second chapter for the wedding. Enjoy. Disclaimer, I owe nothing.
Sorry to hear that, writer.
I owe nothing. Wow, what a depressed man.
And it's not me this time.
Peter couldn't stop smiling. The day had come. He was finally getting married to the girl of his dreams. Whistling happily, he finished tying his bow tie and walked downstairs. Aunt May was in the kitchen brewing a cup of tea.
Let me do that, Aunt May,
Peter said, reaching for the kettle.
Oh, no, you don't, Peter. No.
Aunt May laughed, batting his hand away.
He comes down the stairs, web swinging, sees Aunt May, then very furiously web swings over and says, let me do that. That's his only mode of transportation now, is just the ridiculously hyperactive web swinging. Did I kill everyone?
No.
Yes.
No.
Aunt May laughed, batting his hands away.
I can make my own cup of tea, and I won't let you risk your spinning captain on the clock. Good point, Aunt May.
Thank you, strong mad.
Okay, I'm done.
Next up is Val.
Okay. A car horn beep. Why is it underlined? From outside. That's Anna Watson now. I'll see you at the church, Peter. Just don't be the last one there. That's the bride's job. I won't, Aunt May, Peter chuckled. You bet I won't. As his aunt left, Peter quickly strapped on his web shooters. No, he wasn't planning to go out as Spider-Man. Definitely not on his wedding day. After all the time I spent in the last week finding and imprisoning criminals, the prison better not have a breakout. He headed to the window. I won't be late. No taxi or train is faster than web slinging. But I better... But I better grab a mask. Peter found a simple black ski mask and jumped out of the back window. Web slinging in the gaunt... Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, this is competently written... But especially coming off of Link defeating misogyny, it's like it's hard to read.
Hey, at least the Constitution had big mommy milkies, so you know.
Breast
that's cool.
boobies.
Yeah, she had big breast boobies. She had big breast boobies. Michelle, look at the Constitution titties.
Oh God, I'm not looking up Rule 34 of the Constitution from Schoolhouse Rock.
You absolutely are. We have to take bets on it. And that wasn't the Constitution; that was an amendment.
Okay, fine.
It was a bill.
No, it was an amendment.
In the actual show, it was an amendment. In The Simpsons, it was a bill.
No, it was the other way. In The Simpsons, it was an amendment. I was gaslighting you all.
Was it?
Yes.
Well, stop gaslighting me. My gas bill is already high enough as it is. And I started drinking meal replacements this week, so I'm very gassy. No more gas is needed.
How is it? Are they drinkable?
I tell you what, let Val finish her page, and then I will go over my thing so far.
FNF reviews.
Where was I?
Contemplating why you're living with me while I'm so gassy. Oh, they're louder than that. It's the big brat one. Yeah.
Web slinging along the streets, Peter was never more grateful for his apartment. It had taken a few months to save up the money, but... Sorry. But from his freelance job at the Daily Bugle, I almost read that as Daily Bulge.
Same here.
His photography job and from MJ's money as an actress, they had bought a new apartment. The apartment made it quicker for them to get to their jobs, and it allowed Peter to move around the city easier during his duties as Spider-Man. Swinging along the back streets, Peter silently moved along the buildings as he made his way to the church. I wonder if my pizza friend will be there.
I'm renaming Dave in my friends list to Pizza Friend.
Oh.
Pizza Friend, Pizza Friend, I'm a pizza friend.
Come on, come on, come on, we're late! Mikey cried, running through the pipes. Slow down, Mikey, his brother Donnie replied. We have plenty of time to get to the church and you know we can't be seen. Not to mention the wedding is probably filled with photographers with the bride being an actress, Ralph grumbled.
Only unless you invited them, otherwise they're trespassing.
Yeah. The leader of the brothers laughed. At the least, the reception is at night, so Master Splinter said we could miss out on training. Why didn't Master Splinter come with us? Asked Donnie. He said he would come later as he had an errand to run first, Leo replied. I guess he also wanted some peace and quiet from us. Peace and quiet? Mike called
pizza
out from the front.
Quiet?
I haven't been that noisy. Ouch! His brothers caught up to their fallen brother laughing. Yeah, you've been very quiet, Mikey. Raph smirked, looking down on Mikey. Oh, shame you can't be like that all the time. Stupid pipe. Mikey grumbled, getting up.
Stupid sexy pipe.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Stupid sexy constitution.
No.
Where the breast boobies? Leo looked at the writing on the wall. We're at the street where the church is, he said, walking to a pipe leading upwards. Now we have to be quiet as the opening is at the back of the church. Once we get out, we scale the walls and climb into the top stained glass window. Okay, how convenient. Won't that let humans see us? Raph asked. No, it
no,
won't, Raph.
No, we're ghosts too.
I've looked at this church on the internet, and the roof has lots of ledges with high beams and angel statues and carvings. We'll be able to sit in the roof quite comfortably, Donnie replied. Huh, trust a computer nerd to stake out a church, Raph smirked.
Church has its own dedicated Facebook page with, selfies posted every day. All right, you wanted my review, Dave. So I've started, what is it called? Huel?
Yes.
Somebody pointed it out. these meal replacements have a tendency to pick the worst fucking names. So you got Soylent, which is literally based off of a movie where the product itself is made of people. And you've got Huel, which is a single letter away from Hurl. So not the best, but I was intrigued. And from what I read, like one of the most recent reviews from somebody who's normally very snarky, they were kind of okay with it by the end. Not to the point where they would replace every meal with it, but where it's tolerable to put in, you know, occasionally. So I got a couple different flavors of the powder mix that goes either with water or milk. And I got one of their hot and savories, which ended up burning my eyeball. But that's my mistake.
Why did you try to inject it directly into your eyeball? That just seems like a bad idea, you know?
I've had two of the powders so far. Cafe latte tastes like matzah.
So you love it?
No, I don't. It almost tastes like cafe latte at the start. It's weird. But then it has this cardboard aftertaste that really steamrolls anything else. And the salted caramel is like really, really good. Both of them are gritty to the point where you feel like you could chew them.
Well, I mean, it's not a texture thing you're going for.
No, it's not. And as somebody who's had like protein shakes and whatnot, I'm able to tolerate that. I would say that this isn't for beginners. This isn't meant for people who've never had Power Thirst or whatever product. If you can stomach a Slim Fast, you can usually get through something like this. Just keep in mind, you might want to have a toothbrush handy. And it is very filling. It's made with pea protein, P-E-A, not P-E-E. It is very gasifying. The Huel Hot and Savory that I got was spicy Indian curry. They both came with their own, quote, shaker bottles, but apparently the Hot and Savory is not a shaker, it's a stir, but you could have fooled me because I shook it up with the super hot water, and then it kind of ruptured and sprayed me in the eye.
Nice.
Again, that was my mistake. But it didn't taste that bad. It was weird, though, because you think curry, you think it's either going to be very smooth or very chunky. This almost had the consistency of oatmeal with birdseed in it.
Ew.
I'm not actually selling any people on trying this.
I think I'm going to pass on this one, man.
I am being mostly sarcastic. It does taste better than every other meal replacement, protein bar, or supplement I've ever had. You know, maybe that is a good enough thing if you've ever had those and been like, this is better than any other one I've tried. And they do try to make it sustainable, so I don't know, maybe it's good. I've got a couple more coming. I'm going to try it out for a month, see exactly how much weight I lose, because as a pandemic parent, I have literally no control over my macros or my portion sizes. Please help. Why do I look at the chat and there's just a gun?
Well, you should take a look at the porn spam where I found porn of the bill from Schoolhouse Rock.
Oh, you did?
Yep.
That sounds like something mischievous Sean would do.
It is, because I did it.
Oh, he's masturbating. No!
Yeah.
All right.
Would it be more horrifying than that picture that I posted of Gritty and Tungus?
No, that at least has quality.
That one was kind of wholesome, honestly.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that was drawn by my friend Wazzy. We were on a stream last night, and I suggested that, and she did.
Oh, I thought the universe coalesced and somebody just drew it randomly.
No, I asked her to draw it for me.
Aw, that's nice.
And you should check her stuff out. She's toxic here on Twitter and...
She's toxic on Twitter? I don't like toxic people. Screw that.
Toxic here.
Toxic people on Twitter get canceled.
Yeah.
Reminds me, Dave, the next time you come up, please let me give you back that image of... Was it Vanilla Ice? And Judge Mills.
Do you have the original of that?
Yes, I do.
Do you have the other one too?
I don't know. I'll look when it's not my turn, because now it's my turn.
Okay.
As soon as it's not my turn, I will look.
I like to get those put up in the lounge, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I have a bunch I need to give in. But that was Steve-O reviews something he's only been trying for the last day with lots of sarcasm. Take it.
Is there a promo code that we could use to get some Huel ourselves if we wanted to say, I don't know, do a meal replacement themselves?
There is. Message me on the side. You can get $15 off your order and I can get $15 off mine and we'll both be unhappy with what we're eating.
I was really, really hoping you were going to make the Judy 123 joke, but you know what? That'll work too.
Steve-O heals his own farts, 1, 2, 3.
There you go.
Steve-O shules his own farts?
Yeah. Yes.
1, 2, 3.
.com.
Always helps to be prepared, unlike a certain hot-headed turtle I know. Yes, I'm reading, not continuing the joke.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. If looks could kill, Donnie would definitely be dead.
Rough.
Mikey broke up the brothers' spat.
Well, dudes, let's go. We have a wedding to attend.
With that said, he climbed up the pipe, with his brothers following closely behind. Just to mess with them, he crop dusted the entire way. I now pronounce you husband and wife, said the priest.
Should anybody not pronounce him husband or wife, let them speak now.
Ah, Spider-Man!
Oh, Green Goblin!
Green Goblin shows up with the gun that has the protein bottle tip.
Well, get something really spicy in your eyes there, Spider-Man.
Ah, my eyes!
Spider-May shows up and kicks their ass before doing another OnlyFans custom vid.
Oh, just you watch, young man. I'm gonna make your mind blow chunks out of your anus.
Wow. You may kiss the bride. Peter dipped MJ down, laughing as he pulled her in for a kiss. MJ looped her arms around her neck, kissing her new husband back deeply. Pulling apart, Peter kept his arm around his wife's waist as they walked back down the aisle. Is that how aisle is spelled? I thought it was A-I-S-L-E.
Maybe it's like Gilligan's Isle.
It's the wrong aisle.
Oh, so they're walking down their own island.
Yep.
Yeah.
Damn it, why did we have to do this after becoming Lord of the Flies? After getting showered by rice and flowers, they managed to get into the limo on their way to the Harbor building for the reception. I can't do the gremlin voice, sorry.
So how do you feel, Mrs.
That's the turtles.
So how do you feel, Mrs.
Okay, no more voices. I'm getting them confused. So how you feel, Mrs. Parker? Peter asked, grinning.
Over the moon, Mr. Parker.
MJ laughed.
Just don't crack your face from the grin you're sprouting.
Can't help it. I'm finally married to the woman of my dreams.
And I settled for you.
Ouch.
To be fair, Mary Jane Parker is a supermodel by trade, which is great.
Yay! The weather has been perfect, and for once, the Parker look has actually been...
Miles per miles hour?
MJ pulled her finger away from Peter's lips.
Now don't go jinxing it, Tiger! I actually want to have the reception!
Peter couldn't argue with that.
I only wish I knew why you looked like you were going to start laughing during the solemn part of the sermon.
It was the Green Angel.
Damn! Canada upped its weed game. You gotta get that Green Angel shit, Sean.
I'm gonna look, see if that's an actual strain.
What?
Green Angel. Something caught my eye in the roof near the angel carvings and statues. I think it must have been the light playing tricks on my eyes from the stained glass windows. But I swear a strange-looking green face staring at me quite intently from behind a statue. The face seemed to be grinning at me and looked quite silly. I turned away as the priest was getting us to say our vows. When I glanced back, the Green Angel was gone!
Peter laughed.
So they did make it.
Who?
My favorite pizza customers.
Why would they be hiding in the roof, and how do you know? You said yourself you don't know what they look like.
One of them said to me they wouldn't be living in the sewers if they didn't have something to hide. They probably don't look what we describe as normal, like Nightcrawler.
Well, if they show up at the reception, I would like to meet them. If it wasn't for them, If it wasn't for them, you would probably still be in and out of jobs and never would have asked me out. Actually, I should be marrying them.
No, it doesn't say that. But that's a weird, weird Rule 34. I hope it exists. Somebody look up if there's a 4-on-1 with Mary Jane and the Turtles, please.
I know it's definitely there with April O'Neil.
Yeah, there's one with April. I just wonder if there's one with Mary Jane. Or Spider-May.
So Green Angel doesn't appear to be a strain.
Damn, well now you gotta cultivate your own and capitalize on that shit.
All right, now turtles, gangbang, Mary Jane.
Damn, the search engine optimization on my new weed strain website's going to be through the roof.
I'll definitely introduce you if they're there.
The reception was lively and everyone was having a great time. Val, you having a great time?
Yeah.
Sean, you having a great time?
I'm trying to find this picture, but it's just
Dave,
April
O'Neil.
Dave, you
having a great time? Dave?
He went AFK for a second. He'll be back.
I'm going to assume that he's yelling, yes, I'm having a great time. Though MJ had teasingly suggested they had a red and blue theme, they went for a white and blue theme instead, as Peter twirled his wife on the dance floor. For the first dance, everyone smiled at the love between the happy couple.
Aww.
As more people joined the dance floor, Peter happily had a dance with his aunt. David, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, David, are you having a great time?
Yeah!
All right, it's your turn to read, and it's my turn to find your pictures.
Oh, I gotta read again for a third time?
Second time!
I started, and I've read three times now.
Have you?
Yeah, I read Link's Lonkum of the fucking Big Jugs.
All right, well, you got to read four times tonight.
I actually am going to go to bed soon, so no.
Well, let's see how fast we can move. Maybe we can surprise you.
Peter, I'm so happy for you today, and I know Ben would be too.
Plus, I'm not. Wait, no shit.
Peter, I'm so happy for you today, and I know Ben would be too.
David, scratch that and rewind it. I forgot it's Sean's turn.
You motherfucker. All right, so Sean, I'm just going to keep reading and you can go after me.
Yeah, sure.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Ben is in your heart,
she said, patting his cheeks fondly.
By the way, Peter, speaking of family, are you and MJ preparing for the sounds of little feet running around?
Jeez, that's early.
Not me.
Peter gasped, blushing.
MJ and I want to have a family, but we don't have an immediate plan.
Aunt May left.
Also, I don't know if my jizz is poisonous to her.
Yeah, that actually happens. Like, he gives her cancer.
Yeah.
Aww.
Seriously, that's a storyline in Spider-Man. Aunt May laughed.
Oh, Peter, I'm just teasing. Now I've learned this dance, I'm going to rest my feet.
Peter escorted his aunt to a table as one of the waiters called him over. Begging your pardon, sir, but I found this note addressed to you and it was read straight away.
Thank you.
Peter replied, taking the note, opened it. He saw it was written quickly and the handwriting was a bit messy.
Hey, Peter, we accepted your wedding invitation and we would love to meet your blushing bride. We're on the roof. There's a fire escape that comes straight up to it. You're a favorite pizza customer.
Grinning, Peter tucked the note into his pocket and looked for MJ. Spotting her with Aunt Anna Watson, he quickly moved through the crowd.
Excuse me, Anna Watson, but I'm afraid I'm a steal MJ.
Anna Watson chuckled and waved him off as Peter led MJ away.
Peter, what is this all about?
Our special guests are here. They're running on the roof.
But Peter, the fire escape is the only way up and it's all dirty.
MJ protested as Peter led her down a hallway to the window. Peter smirked, and before holding MJ up against him, with his arm securely around her waist.
You said to forget whom you're married to!
And then he does the Spider-Man thrill. MJ linked her arms around Peter's neck and hiked up her dress. Oh.
Ooh.
Yay.
Wrapping her legs around Peter's waist, Peter hastily discarded his shoes and climbed up to the wall, holding his wife securely in his arms. As he reached the top and Peter sat MJ down, shapes moved in the shadows and Peter walked forward.
God, you're the model pizza customer!
Dude, I have a name, you know!
And the all-too-familiar voice said as the shapes moved fully out of the shadow,
or I could just call you delivery guy.
If MJ hadn't already fallen off a balcony, almost been assaulted, been kidnapped, been thrown off a bridge by the Green Goblin, and kidnapped by Dr. Octopus, she would have screamed. The pizza customer and his brothers were giant walking talking turtles. They all wore elbow and knee pads, but each turtle wore a different colored mask and had a different weapon. Seeing the orange masked turtle, she instantly recognized him from the wedding ceremony.
You're the green face! I saw you up on the roof during the ceremony!
The purple masked turtle groaned.
Nice work, Mikey. The objective was to not be seen.
Yeah, your name's Mikey!
Peter said. The blue mask ninja stepped forward. His full name is actually Michelangelo. I'm Leonardo, but friends and family call me Leo. And these are my two older brothers, Raphael, or Raph, and Donatello, or Don, or Donnie.
Nice to meet you,
Nice to finally meet you. I'm glad you can make it to our wedding.
Well, wait, should I actually start a reading? You know what? Sean, yeah. You got that. Tag out.
All right, tag in.
Nice.
Well, nice of you to invite us. You're one of the few humans who wouldn't scram when seeing us.
Humans.
When seeing us, Raph muttered. But we always appreciate and welcome new allies, said the new voice.
He said, but.
But. MJ and Peter turned around to see a giant rat walk towards them with a wrapped box in his hands. He bowed as Leo spoke again. This is Master Splinter, our sensei, and adoptive father.
I can't pronounce words.
Father!
Adopted father.
Father, can you hear me? Father, can you see me?
I am an adopted rat, man.
Peter and MJ copied Splinter, bowing and greeting. Splinter gave the wrapped box to MJ. Congratulations on your wedding, from all of us.
GG, go next.
Sorry, it's wrapped in newspaper, but when you live in a sewer, you don't have much choice of wrapping paper.
It was either this or that used condom.
Yeah. Well, it's the thought that counts, I guess.
Ew, it's still sticky.
Oh, that's the lube on the outside.
I had a condom. It was ribbed for her pleasure, so I turned it inside out.
MJ opened the box to find a beautiful Japanese tea set decorated with blossoms.
Also made out of newspaper and condoms.
Oh. You can start with this hypodermic needle.
An incense holder and a box of incense sticks, all also made out of newspaper and used condoms. After a day of hard work and fighting a good... What? And fighting a good cup of tea. He's fighting the cup of tea. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, man. Tea is hardcore in Japan, so it makes sense.
It's recommended to soothe the mind.
Thank you, Master Splinter.
MJ replied.
Don't use my name.
It's just thank Master Splinter.
Thank Master Splinter.
MJ replied.
It's beautiful and will certainly come in handy for me. But not Parker. Fuck him.
Yeah, what a douchebag. Am I right? I only married him for the money.
What money? He can just play with the newspaper and use condoms that we used as wrapping paper.
Tosses the newspaper at Gremlin Spider-Man.
Excuse me, but aren't I the one who risks his life every day? Peter rebutted.
Yes, but I'm the one who's constantly worrying if you're all right.
Touché. She's got you there, webhead, Raph said. Hey, we better go. People will probably start wondering where you guys went off to, said Don. Donatello is right, my sons.
We'll just tell him we were outside having a smoke.
Splinter added. We must depart back home. Thanks, dude, for inviting you for free and for the free food. Have a blast, Mikey said, giving Peter a fist bump. And it was lovely to meet you too, MJ. Watch out for Spidey.
Don't worry, I will,
said MJ, smiling.
Thank you for coming.
Now please get out.
Peter, you have to clear these things by me now, all right? We can't have these freaks hanging out at our wedding. I have my mom here.
MJ, they're right there.
They don't have ears, they're turtles.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
We live in a sewer. Then go home.
I let you invite that tart Gwen Stacy here, all right? You don't get to invite turtles next time.
The new limited edition Gwen Stacy Pop-Tart flavor.
Oh, it tastes like impalement.
It's just road pizza.
I guess I'll sewer you later.
Sewer
you later.
They laughed. Ha ha ha.
The turtles gave a farewell fist bump to Peter and bowed to MJ while Splinter bowed again to the newlyweds. Then Splinter, Raph, Mikey, and Don leaped off the roof into the darkness below, where you can hear a loud crunch as they hit the pavement.
Ow, my leg!
Oh, yes, celery knees.
We don't get proper nutrition eating nothing but pizzas and living in the sewer.
into the darkness below while Leo stood on the edge. Oh, Peter, take as much time as you want off from being Spider-Man. We'll handle the crime. We're gonna go rob a bank right now. Enjoy your honeymoon.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's Speed Racer.
Yeah, no, you're thinking da-da-da-da-da. Or da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Did you do Inspector Gadget?
No.
No, that was the Turtles theme song.
No, he's right. I started to do Inspector Gadget and then went right into the stinger for the Turtles.
With that said, Leo leapt off the roof after his brothers and father, disappearing into the night.
Ah!
Peter carefully carried MJ, who was holding their present, back down, and they quickly made their way back to the reception.
Peter, what do we do with this? I don't want it!
It smells like sewer.
There's no receipt!
Thankfully, no one seemed to notice their disappearance, and they joined in with the rest of the celebrations. When the reception had finished, with Peter and MJ leaving in a limo for the airport, waving at their friends and family, MJ snuggled into Peter's side.
I'm so glad that you stiffed Aunt May with the bill.
Me too.
A perfect wedding, don't you think? Peter asked.
The best a girl could hope for, even with the confusion with the food.
Yes, the poor waiters looked so confused at the missing trays of desserts, Peter chuckled.
Not to mention everyone's face has seen a big slice of the cake had been taken before we cut it,
MJ laughed.
Ha ha ha!
What a dream day!
Peter laughed with her as he gazed out the window. Swearing he saw four figures running along the rooftop, he smiled and drew MJ closer to him. It was good to have friends, even those who were a bit strange, like Doctor Strange.
Or Inspector Gadget.
That's the McDonald's theme, not Inspector Gadget!
Go, go, Gadget Hunger Slayer!
But in Peter's opinion, that made them all the better.
Hope you enjoyed the conclusive chapter of Pizza Delivery. See you next time.
Okay, great. I'm trying to find the short story for me, Val, and then you to do. Dave, do you need to go to bed right now?
All right, I can stay on.
Okay, so this is another one by Nonbendo, who wrote the Link Fights for Women's Rights thing.
Oh, so we're fans now of him.
It's short, and it's here, and I'm hoping that it's appropriate, because the first one was... And they mentioned something about Shakespeare Hemingway, I believe.
Link.
There. The Greatest Challenge by Nonbendo. Link's greatest fight has come. He must beat some sense into the manly cat known as Garfield, for Garfield has let all the silly testosterone go to his noggin. Link learns Garfield some valuable lessons. Link needs to stop an enraged Garfield from ruining Prince Harry and Kate Middleton's Royal Reading by making a huge mistake based on historical events, also based on the writing of Shakespeare. Yeah, anyway, there you are. At Garfield's house, Garfield was butt furious.
That's like after eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I am butt furious. It burns.
Because he didn't get invited to a Royal Reading, his wrath transformed him into a gigant flying flyer-breathing monster, and he flew off toward the Asian island of British land. He then changed back, and noting that parachutes are for pathetic weenies, dive-bombed toward the ground. He blew into his thumbs to inflate his fists and punched the ground with Infalte his fists and punched the ground with the force of 1,000 punches to avoid falling damage.
Sure.
His big, mighty fist paws made huge craters and caused a tsunami that flooded Paris. The tsunami crashed into a radio tower, which set off a chain reaction that wound up causing a lightning storm in the desert, throwing off...
No, not the desert.
The desserts! What are we having for... Is it the creme brulee? Oh, are we gonna have the chocolate brigadeiro again?
Oh, yeah!
1,200 calories of condensed chocolate.
Delicious.
Throwing off the eco-vironment. Then there were British Royal Guardians?
Not British.
God damn it!
Yeah.
After the competency last time. Then there were British Royal Guardians. who were fight Garfield. So Garfield breathed fire up on them and flapped his dragon wings to blow them away. Then he shot them with his dessert eagle. Garfield then faced his head towards the sky, breathing an immense pillar of fire into the atmosphere and breathing two more out of his hands like Fire Lord Ozai.
Fear.
Or Fear Lord Ozai. God damn. Alerting a nearby four-legged mutant bus driver who was leaning against his four-legged mutant time and space traveling bus. Hey, we got continuity.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Meanwhile, in the Kuririki Forest in Legend of Zelda World, which is Hyrule, Link was talking to his mom. Who is the treehouse Link lives in, like it says in a YouTube video by Swanky Bob. Just search YouTube for Link's mom is a house if you're so smart.
She lives next door to homeless Greg the house.
Now a home.
Now a home.
Hi, Mom. I saved Hyrule, declared Link. That's awesome, Link. I wish I could have seen it, but I don't have eyes anymore. I'm just a treehouse, sobbed Link's mom. So Link ran off to Karikiok Village to get the Lens of Truth and brought it back to his mom and turned it into glasses for his mom to see, then showed her what happened dead using his truest soul, Powoiers. I'm so proud of you for being the truest soul, Link, cried Link's mom without crying because she's a house. Suddenly, a four-legged mutant bus, and it was being driven by a four-legged mutant bus driver. Link said hello. Hi, greeted the four-legged mutant bus. Next up is Val.
Hi, Rara, the four-legged mutatin bus driver. We need your help, begged so Link got on and they went. While they were on the bus, Link used his true soul powers to find out what was going on instead of asking like a normal person just to horse around. He also sipped on some tea because they were going to the China, a tea capital of the world with British land. British land is an island in Asia famous for its China sets, you see.
Okay.
Sure. Link got there just in the nick of time. Upon seeing Link, Kate Middleton immediately took off her clots and jumped on Link's mighty penis, riding him with the force of 1,000 rides. Because Link was in adult Link form and he was relatively hot. But Garfield became insane with rage, feeling entitled to take Kate Middleton's Burgundy, even though she's a celebrity and probably had sex before then, Caleb's are notoriously promiscuous.
I think I got that.
So Garfield attacked, and Link pulled out his master sword and slashed at Garfield. The master sword began draining off Garfield's rage, and because Kate Middleton still riding Link while he was fighting, the master sword was charging up with the power of love and sex.
Great.
Garkild pulled out his desert eagle and shot Link, but Link piked up a nearby desert eagle that was just laying there and shot the bullet that Garfield fired out of the gun, sending it.
Wait, I thought they're in British land, not America.
Ah.
A desert eagle just lying on the ground there.
Maybe it's an invasive species and desert eagles just grow out there now.
Oh, yes, the Chaz Hoppers.
As the flowers start to bloom, you just hear this cacophony of bullets coming out of the desert eagle patch.
Shot the bullet that Garfield fired out of the gun, sending it flying back into Garfield's face. But Garfield looks. Haha, you think that you can kill me with my own bullets? Garfield boasted with wrathful vanity. Nope, replied Link with negation and smacked Garfield in the face with a fishy fish. Then a guy came out and asked if anyone wanted cake, but nobody did except for the people who wanted cake but didn't ask for any because they were afraid of getting fat, but then one of them wanted cake, so they all asked for cake except for the one that didn't, who chose not to ask for cake until later when they did.
That was a paragraph that deserved to exist.
That was a single sentence.
That was a sentence that was also a paragraph that deserved to exist.
I'd rather have lasagna, screamed Garfield with rage and fury, like unto Cthulhu's badasser grandpa who speaks in leet speak without typing, so you shouldn't be able to tell it's leet speak, but you can somehow. So the guy went to the back kitchen and quickly, with lasagna, returned. Then Link smacked Garfield in the face with a fishy fish again.
I feel like I'm reading, like, IRC logs.
I was gonna say, like, smacked around with a big large trout.
Exactly. All right, Sean, take us home-ish.
Garfield shook his head, but continued to be wrathful, clawing at Link's face with the force of 1,000 claws. Link blocked the class with his shield, though, and Garfield breathed fire at Link. But Link mirror shielded it back at Garfield with the force of 1,000 mirror shield, then slashed Garfield with the mater sword with the force of 1,000 slashes, slashing Garfield back to his sanity. Oops, there goes gravity.
Whoops.
Garfield looked down at his hands and opened and closed them, then stuck his hand behind his head and chuckled. Wow.
Wow.
I guess I lost my head there, huh? Confused Garfield with clarity. Go home and chill for a while. Try not to get supper pissed off again, Kay? Replied Link with wisdom as Kate Middletor continued riding his gigantic cock. And then Garfield went, but he came shortly afterward. Hey, haven't I seen you somewhere before? Letter B in 4. Asked Garfield with questions.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. No, but you will in the future when I come to this universe again to defeat Darkseid, however it's pronounced, replied Link with knowledge. First time I see it, I always say Darkseid. Then I remember it's Darkseid, because fuck Jack Kirby. Oh yeah, I remember that. Realized Garfield with intelligence. Well, see ya. Garfield went at home again. Butte suddenly, a loud voice was heard, screaming like a ninny.
Amaku!
Again.
It was John Arbuckle.
Okay.
Skydiving into wherever the fuck they was, ready for action. Unfortunately, he was much too late, as Link had already won. John Arbuckle, you are much too late, as I have already won, said Link with punctuality. Confabbit, said John Arbuckle with a horrendously foul mouth. So Link smacked him back to his house with a fish.
Get out of my IRC server, John.
And then Link went too. Kay Middleton was still humping Link for about 3 hours. But then she had to go and marry Ponce Harry. So Link came in with her with the force of 1,000 comings. But she promised to call Link sometime because Prince Harry thought it was hot to have his dick locked up in a Callie's teeth bracelet and watch Kate Middleton get fucked by Soim Tone with AA Larger Coke.
Oh, so he's into cuckolding.
Some people are into that.
Yeah.
He also enjoyed sucking Kate Middleton's toes. Oh, Logan is loving this. Mm-hmm. And licking Link's cum out of Kate Middleton. So Link came back and fucked her again sometimes while she sat on Ponce Harry's back.
Prawns.
But that's... Prawns Harry's back. But that's another story. I hope we get to read that one. So Link went home and watched TV! In his mom treehouse. Friends was on. So Link changed the channel. Immediately because Friends has been on much too long. Agreed. Instead, he watched Puella Magi Modaka Magica.
Oh.
Those are all words.
Which is an awesome magical girl anime that I don't own. Suddenly, Garfield drove on set with his Harley Davidson costume motorcycle. Okay. The end, said Garfield with conclusions. Wasn't that a super awesome and cool story. Have a nice day now, and eat less porridge because porridge tastes lousy.
He's not wrong.
Yeah. I'm reminded of the Huel that I had earlier.
Dave, here are the things that I have, which might be yours. So first of all, we have this lovely female TF2 picture, which Val says is not hers and I don't believe is mine.
It's the entire TF2 cast as women.
I'm fairly certain that one's mine. Can I see a picture of it? Oh, yeah, that's mine.
All right. And next up we have, I don't have the Judge Judy one.
I don't know where that is.
But I got this one.
Yeah, that's mine. I'll get that framed.
I got this one.
Which is also really good.
Judge Mills Lane versus Betty White. I don't know what the hell this is.
That is Sean Baby, I think.
It's not me.
And then we have this one that I bought for you.
Yes. That's great stuff.
I mean, she is adorable in that picture. So yes, all of those are yours, I guess?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, into the fire they go. That'll be it for the night. So thank you to our patrons, especially our genital guardian. Steve, open the tab that you need. Where the hell's the damn tab? There it is. A Skylander starter kit that's been sitting on a dollar store shelf since 2019.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah. Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Dr. Constance G. Anthony and the Trifork of Wisdom, Epidel, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, the Judge, the Jury, and the Exegutter, two-time World Heavyweight Champion Matthew J., and our Bolgay beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Aunt May's OnlyFans, last week's episode, Highlander 2, Mrs. Brisby, and Kogel Hot Dogs are S-tier fight me.
It just keeps getting longer.
It just keeps going. Dump Trek, Treg Borschwitz, Evan Bommel, Miri Razor Flood, Terez Wage, and William Taft's Bathwater.
No.
Ew.
I mean, you can vape it, so.
I feel like that's one of the custom vids on Aunt May's OnlyFans. She's selling William Taft's Bathwater. I think I've had enough. My throat is dead. Everybody else's throat is dead.
Rip.
Logan needs to come back next week. He's the only one that can do these voices without any repercussion.